Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
On DAB Plus, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England.
Oh my goodness, what a shot! And the runs are blowing!
On TalkSport 2.
You're listening to exclusive commentary of England's three-test match tour of the Caribbean. We're in Antigua. We're moments away from the toss in the first test match. It'll be hosted by former T20 specialist spinner, now broadcaster, has become a very good broadcaster, Samuel Badry, is hosting it. The match referee is Sir Richie Richardson. Joe Root is alongside Craig Brathwaite. Let's go to the toss.
Coin toss. The captains have joined me. Craig Brathwaite, captain of the West Indies, alongside him, Joe Root, captain of England. And as always, the affable and radiant Sir Richie Richardson, the match referee, who will oversee proceedings. Craig, you've got the coin. Why don't you give it a flick? Tails was the call, and tails it is. Confirmation from Sir Richie Richardson. Joe, if you can go to the microphone, please. Thank you very much, Joe. First of all, what are you going to do and why?
First, it just looks very dry, so it's obviously a little bit tacky at the top, but looks like it's cracking quite early with this wind and sun. I think it's going to be a challenging first session for us, but I can see it deteriorating throughout the game.
A term that has been bandied about a lot, Joe, Operation Red Ball Reset, and in many ways, this series presents an opportunity for that reset and reinvigoration of English red ball cricket. Against that background, what are your expectations for this series?
The most important thing for me is the way we approach things, our attitude. That's the one thing that we can really control. I think it's something that we've done very well in the lead up to this game. It's really going to be a test and see how we can do it under pressure in a test match scenario. So, I really hope that we embrace that challenge. And the guys go in with real clarity. I think it's been made very clear what everyone's individual roles are and, how they can affect this series. So yeah, I want them to commit to that. And now, if we do that, I think we'll give ourselves a good chance.
And your combination for this curtain raiser?
Yeah, Sack is the unlucky one to miss out of the 12.
Thank you very much, Joe. Cheers. All the very best.
Thank you very much.
Craig, if you can make your way to the microphone. Craig, I'm sure you'd be aware of the rich legacy and history against England, particularly here in the West Indies. 1968, only once they've won. You guys must be desperate to keep that record intact.
Yeah, for sure. But one thing, we're just thinking about the processes. We're not thinking too far ahead. I think once we stick to our plans and, work hard throughout, things will take care of itself.
Quite a number of players have made their debuts for the West Indies in the last 15 months. Now these players are expected to perform consistently now that that honeymoon period, so to speak, is over.
Yeah, I mean, guys hungry, to be honest. Guys ready to put in some hard work. We had two first last games, which was good. So the guys looking forward to the opportunity, to be honest.
And speaking about first-class game, 276 in your first-class game, you must be confident.
Yeah, very, very happy. Was very happy with the time spent at the crease. And, just to, come and lead, West Indies top order.
And finally, your combination for this game?
Well, the two left out will be Kyle Mayers and Anderson Phillips. So we have the spinner along with, four quicks.
Thank you very much, Craig. All the very best in this match. And there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, the news from out in the middle. England, they've won the toss and they've decided to bat first.
And we are just about ready to go. So Alex Lees and Zach Crawley. How are they feeling this very moment? Excited to be going. Joe Root has won the toss. Elected to bat, as we say. Kemar Roach has ball in hand and is just waiting for the umpire to say play so that we can get ourselves going. He's going to start around the wicket to the left-handed Lees. Lees will be on strike. Very first ball. Three slips and a gully in place. Here we go then. Kemar Roach around the wickets. And Lees allows this to go through to Josh De Silva. And nothing is done from the first ball. Delighted to say that it is Gareth Batty and Matt Pryor alongside myself. So Matt, from a batsman's point of view, a nice sighter first up. A little bit of shape on it, but it started wide and nothing too much to trouble Lees.
Yeah, I think the only other ball Lees would have wanted was just one on his hip that he could have clipped down to fine leg for one and get off the mark. But yeah, interesting, he's taking first ball, took first ball as well, so straight into it.
As Roach goes in and Lees squeezes this out, backward a point, he's underway, England are underway with a boundary. Lees just opens the face of one that's overpitched and guides it all along the floor. He's underway with four, England four without loss. That's straighter, that's taken on the pad by Roach, he really wants that one, LBW, he's got it! Umpire sticks up the finger, Joel Wilson says yes, and Lees is going to walk down for a conversation with Crawley. They will review it, but I've got to say, that one looks a pretty tight one. And if they're looking to get that overturned, I can't immediately think of what will save Alex Lees.
Yeah, as they hit him on the pad, Gareth Batty in the studio with the finger raised. He was pretty convinced. I thought if he hadn't got an inside edge, it does look close.
So he's not hit it as far as the umpire's concerned.
Pitching outside off, impact umpire's call, wickets hitting. Can we go back to Joel on field? Joel, I ask you to stay with your out decision. You're on screen now, signal.
Yeah. Kemar Roach was man of the match 3 years ago as the West Indies won in Antigua. He's taken the first wicket of this match. He's got one for four. Lees will be the man departing. Four from nine balls faced. England, 12 for one. Seals is in. Oh, that's an inside edge. It is brilliantly taken by Josh De Silva, one-handed, going down the leg side. It's a flat-footed drive by Crawley, inside edge, and then low to the keeper's left when he thought it would be going to his right. And Crawley goes for eight from 11 deliveries. And England, well, it's the same problems all over again. They're 17 for two.
New team, same problem. It's Kemar Roach runs away from his 24 and he's back in it. Oh, it's edged. Joe Root on the back foot. That ball bounced on him a little bit. He tried to glide it down to third man, but it bounced a bit on him and he got a top edge and it flew dangerously close to a man positioned at sort of fourth slip who perhaps might have made a better effort. And it runs away for a rather streaky boundary for England's number three.
Kemar Roach once again in the thick of things, producing an opportunity here. Now, this should have been taken. Jermaine Blackwood was the guilty party. Disappointment, as you'd expect from Kemar Roach. He knows how important that wicket is, the wicket of Joe Root. And again, on a pitch like this, you want to continue to pick wickets. And an opportunity goes a begging for the West Indies. Kemar Roach comes in once again from the circuit, Lee Ambrose end.
Yeah. Oh, and that's very, very close. Oh, it's out. That's bowled him. That is an absolute jaffer from Kemar Roach. Joe Root has tried to leave the ball. We were just talking about his success rate at three versus four. And in two consecutive deliveries, the England captain could have been out both times. But this time he's on his way back. The ball has literally clipped the outside, the adjoining part of the bail and the off stump. Just clipped it, the bail dropped off. Joe Root can barely believe it, but he is gone. And England are three down for 27.
Talk about misjudgment from Joe Root, a brain fade moment before him leaving that one, angling back in. That has been the port of call for Kemar Roach to the right-handers, angling that ball back in with his action. Joe Root completely misjudging that one and the top of off the area to be bowling for any fast bowler, that off bail being clipped. And another wicket for the West Indies, this time the all-important one off the captain. He has to go. West Indies now have taken three wickets. England 27 for three and in a spot of bother.
Here is Holder. Edge gone. Taken at second slip. Campbell takes the catch. Jason Holder has the wicket. Dan Lawrence is on his way. Not for the first time. Caught in the slip cordon. And I'm afraid the rebuild, as modest as it was, is over. And Lawrence is on his way for 20, and England are 48 for four.
Well, the rebuild was probably four course bricks high, and it's just blown over.
What a shot there by Dan Lawrence.
The problem for me is that we're getting batsmen delivered at the England dressing room door that aren't ready to play Test cricket. They don't have a technique that is going to look after them in Test match cricket at the highest level. So they're being thrown in the deep end. Playing international cricket, it's tough enough as it is for reasons off the pitch, i.e. media, everyone like us talking about that technique, tearing it to pieces. It's hard enough. You need to have resilience and belief in your technique that you're working with on the pitch. And, you know, too many of them have some basic flaws by the time they get there. So, you know, really, it's not about how long do you give them. It's actually, for me, about making sure that guys coming through academies, et cetera, you know, players in county cricket, players in ECB academies, that's where you learn your craft. That's where you learn how to score big runs. Averaging 30 is not good enough. Scoring 1,000 runs in a county season is not good enough. We need, if you want to have success at Test match level, you have to be averaging 70. You have to be scoring near on, Ramakrishnan was scoring 2,000 runs a summer. You know, those are the standards that we have to get back to expecting from our batsmen. Now, granted, there will be reasons for it. Poor pitches, different trials with different balls, etc., etc. There will be county batsmen up and down the country right now swearing at me, saying, do you not realise how hard it is? I do, I get it. But that's what, you've got to be good enough to deal with it.
Lunch on day one.
All right, just a reminder then of the wickets that have fallen. Alex Leese on debut, LBW to Kemar Roach for 4. He reviewed it. But it looked—it always looked like it was hitting the stumps. Question was whether it hit him outside the line of off stump, and it was an umpire's call. So he was LBW to Kemar Roach for 4. Zach Crawley caught down the leg side off an inside edge by Josh De Silva off Jaden Seals for 8. Captain Joe Root leaving a delivery from Kemar Roach from wide of the crease, which angled back into him, just flicked the off bail, no shot offered. He went for 13 from 14 balls, and Dan Lawrence, unfortunately, out in similar mode to the way that he has been dismissed in for much of his Test career. Caught in the slip cordon with a hard-handed push at a slightly wide delivery. Jermaine Blackwood took the catch at second slip. Jason Holder, the successful bowler. And extraordinary figures for the former West Indian captain. 5 overs, 5 maidens, 1 for none. Kemar Roach has 8 overs, 2 maidens, 2 for 31. Jaden Seals, the 21-year-old fast man, 5 overs, 3 maidens, 1 for 11. And Alzari Joseph, the only man who hasn't taken a wicket, 6 overs, no maidens, none for 15. England are 57 for 4 on day one of this 3-test match series from the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. Every ball, remember, live and exclusive right here on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
Right, well, the players are in the middle, ready to go. We've reached the appointed time. The players actually got out there a little bit early, so they've been held back. And now Jaden Seals will bowl the first ball after lunch. And it's well wide of off stump through to wicketkeeper Josh De Silva. And there is nothing doing from that delivery. Matt Prior. Right then, England. First of all, they only had to face 24 overs in the morning session, which might be a bit of a blessed relief, bearing in mind what happened. What have they got to do then for this second period? Because now the shine has started to come off the ball a little bit. What are you looking for?
Well, it's the same old cliche, isn't it? You want to start the session well. We always used to target the first half an hour, win the first 8 overs. Mind you, as you say, the first half an hour might only be 5 overs. But, you know, it was always the first 8 overs you want to target and try and win that. And just for everyone listening, by winning the half hour, meant don't lose a wicket.
Seals goes in, and Johnny Bairstow pulls that around to the leg side. That's brilliantly timed. He didn't really go through and try and smash the ball. That was a timed, controlled pull in front of square. It goes away for a boundary. England to 61 for 4.
Yeah, lovely shot this from Johnny Bairstow.
He's just quite happily occupying the crease at the moment. Now, that is a much, much more attacking shot. That is a punch off the back foot through the covers, and it will just get to the boundary cushion in front of the steps away to the left-hand side of the commentary box. And Stokes punches gloves with Bairstow with a big smile on his face. I think it almost came as a slight surprise to him, that one, Matt Bryan.
Yeah, I think what a fantastic shot this is. Solid base, absolutely crunched it. Not dissimilar to that, the final shot in that Ashes innings, on the back foot, crunched to the cover, and Stokes actually stopped running. He thought he'd got it so well that it was four all the way. He stopped running, started tapping the pitch mid-wicket, and then the ball nearly slowed up and he was caught short.
Oh no, Bairstow has bailed out on a pull shot on this occasion. He's top-edged it and it will fly straight over Josh De Silva's head, and John Campbell, running back from slip, can't pull it in. But, well, that was a shot that was not well executed by Johnny Bairstow. It goes away for four, and as the trumpeter tells you, it's four more for the England. But unfortunately, it doesn't tell you where in the scorebook. It just says four. And from Johnny Bairstow's point of view, he'll be very pleased with that, Matt, because there was very little control there.
Yeah, we've just been speaking about the variable bounce and potential for one to speed up and bounce a little bit more than the next one that stays a bit low. And as a top-order batsman, the first thing you'll be saying to yourself, right, cross-battered shots are difficult shots to play on this surface. Maybe at this stage, put it away, keep playing straight. Because the minute I go across the ball, but I've only got to stay a little bit low or get some extra bounce, and exactly that can happen. And this time, Bairstow gets the top edge, but it gets enough on it, only just, that it goes over the keeper and the slips.
Joseph short. Oh, my goodness me. Short delivery. Ben Stokes tried to ramp it over the slips, but actually got a bottom edge on it, and it went through the slips at catchable height. I think it went between Jason Holder and Jermaine Blackwood at second and third slip. Both of them just stood there and watched it go by.
I think actually Butch is trying to play it, then takes his bat away, but gets a lower bottom edge on it. Not so sure. We're just seeing a little replay again, and it looked as though he was going to go full-blooded cut, and then he seemed to sort of take his bat away and got an under edge, and Jason Holder, who's just bowled the last over, goes into second slip. Possibly wasn't quite ready, and he didn't... blatantly obvious, he didn't see the ball at all.
Short, wide, and that has been crunched away by Johnny Bairstow. There'll be no catching that. And good positive stuff from this England pair, widely appreciated by the crowd.
Yeah, good shot from Johnny Bairstow. It was a wide ball. Jason Holder there, he normally goes tight to the stumps, tries to bowl stumps to stumps with that fuller length, trying to get the batsman to play from about sort of fourth, fifth stump. But that one there, he's gone wide, he's jumped wider. He's just dragged the ball down because of from being wide of the crease. It was wide at the other end, and it was an easy ball. It was a buffy ball for Johnny Bairstow.
Seals in, wide of the crease, full, and Bairstow drives through extra cover. Got a bit of wind assistance going out to the boundary in that direction, and that does fly to the boundary for four. England bring up the 100. 102 for four. They were 48 for four. Partnership between these two is now 54. And frowns and furrowed brows on the England supporters are now turning into broad grins.
Stokes.
Oh, that's short and pulled away with some might. That's a beautiful shot. In front of square again, well in front of square. That's gone through mid-wicket. Very hard, very flat, straight out the middle of the bat. And an emphatic four for Ben Stokes.
Cool, there's some authority about this shot. He's just camping on the back foot, waiting for this miss length. He only misses by maybe half a metre. Wow, pounces on it. We've been talking about cats. It was cat-like and lashed into that mid-wicket area. Very, very authoritative from Stokes there. Wonderful shooting.
Stokes into the 30s now. He's 32. Bairstow 31. That's down the leg side. It's a poor delivery and it's glanced away for four. Well, there's just a few freebies now. Roach in again. That's half volley and it's punched very sweetly past mid on and down to the boundary. It's racing away for four. That's a lovely shot from Bairstow. It was a half volley. Straight half volley. And he's just lent on it. Eased it away past mid on. Lovely shot. Bairstow into the 30s. Ben Stokes has 28, and things are just beginning to calm down a little bit for England, having been 48 for 4, 27 for 3, and now 107 for 4.
Yeah, there's definitely a calmness about this partnership. Don't want to put the mockers on it, but from ball one, they stole a couple of singles early to get their footwork going to try and rotate the strike. Then, as we've seen from Bairstow there, there's a beautiful purity about how he's moving at the minute of the crease, keeps his balance and clips it through wide mid-on. Yes, Roach over-pitched a little bit, but the finesse and the beauty of how he just clipped it through that wide mid-on is for all to see. You know his game's in good order. You know his balance is good. And if your balance is good, you won a heck of a chance of scoring runs.
115 for four. Jaden Seals in.
Bowled him! He's got through. It looked like a half volley, but it swung in and it snipped the inside edge onto the leg stump for four. And he's gone. Stokes has gone for 36. He looks heavenward in disbelief because it was... Well, it just looked like a half volley rather than a Yorker, but it's got straight through off the inside edge onto the leg stump. And suddenly England's rebuild is over and they're back in deep trouble at 115 for five.
Jason Holder is waving his arms at someone. And... Do you know, it might even be the fourth umpire standing in the wrong place.
Right behind the bowler's hand by the looks of it.
Right, he's out of the way and Kemar Roach can come and he takes the edge of Folks' bat and it lands between first and second slip and goes away for four. Now that is a regulation edge and it's flown away. Folks, come forward to a good ball from the seamer and Jason Holder goes for it and then backs away and says, John Campbell, yours, and it bounces between the two of them. Without telling too many personal secrets, how has Ben found the situation of being in and out the side, Gareth? Because some players take it better than others. Obviously, you're in and around it. How's he coped?
I think all players are disappointed when they're not playing. That's just fact, and that's not going to change. You'd almost be asking the question, if you're not disappointed, we won't go for that again, so that's a good thing. But it's what you do in the meantime, isn't it?
Folks is facing Kemar Roach, coming strongly forward, pushes back to pass the bowler, no run.
And in the meantime, the good players and the guys who get back in and stay in are the ones who work and know what they need to work on because they've had a little taste and they put some things into practice so that when they get another go, they know what is required at this level. It's a step up, of course it is. And you want to stay there. You want a bit more of the big show. And I can certainly say that Ben works as hard as anybody, if not more. And you want those guys to succeed. Of course you do.
Roach in. Lovely drive again by Folks. It's a straight drive just on the onside of the stumps and away for four. Gareth Batty and I were on commentary. He brought up his 100 in Gaul all those years ago in the first test. That was with an on drive. That was as good a shot.
And a slightly quicker one, I think, here from Pamall to end the over and to end the session. The umpires call time. They flick the bails off. And I think all things considered, considering how the first session went for England, when they took lunch at 57 for four, they've lost just one wicket in the session and have taken that score up from 57 to 145. You're listening to live and exclusive coverage of the West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Tea is a thing of the past at the Sir Vivian Richards Cricket Stadium in North Sound, Antigua. 15-minute drive from the capital, St John's. And we're about to get underway with England resuming on 145 for five. with Alzari Joseph returning into the attack. 11 overs, none for 34. And the first delivery, bowled to Johnny Bairstow, steered away behind square on the offside towards backward point. Alzari Joseph continues now. Oh, and that one is steered away between second slip and gully. I'm going to let Gareth Batty tell you, the listener, whether that was deliberate or not. I mean, it looked entirely deliberate, but he steered it in the air between second slip and gully. I mean, if you get that slightly wrong, that's not looking good, is it?
Yeah, I feel like this is good technique where you just hold your position. He set his feet up at about middle stump, so he's not going across the ball, he's not falling over, so he's letting the ball come alongside his body, and then he's trying to access the ball as it gets alongside. I think it's been done a little bit for pace from Joseph, so it's got a bit higher on the bat and flown through that sort of wideish, fine gully area. I'm going to say you get lucky when you get in good positions.
Pamall is using it to good effect with his left arm spin from the Sir Kirtley Ambrose end. I mean, he goes now. Bouncy action, short and wide, and Bairstow is in no mood to miss out on that gift. Pounces on it and cracks it away. Square of the wicket on the offside for four.
Both line and length makes it too easy for Johnny Bairstow. Brings up a half century, an excellent half century under these circumstances. 48 for four when he came to the crease, and England were in desperate need for someone to stand up, and Bairstow has once again delivered by getting to that half century. Long, long way to go, and I'm sure he'd want to convert that start, that wonderful start, into triple figures.
It's been an excellent knock from Johnny Bairstow. He's looked very organised in defence. You have to be here in the Caribbean. But his natural instinct is to attack, and he's done that every time he's been given the opportunity to do so. 50 from 128 deliveries. It'll go down as one of his slowest. Folks comes down the ground. Oh, that's a beautiful shot. What a beautiful stroke that is. Couple of steps down the pitch, met the ball on the half volley and whipped it between mid wicket and mid on to the boundary fence for four. With Bairstow and Folks here at the moment. Yeah! Oh, he's got him. I think he's got him. Yes. Pamall with a slightly quicker delivery. Bairstow tried to chop it down to third man. West Indies went up straight away. There was a noise, but Bairstow is standing his ground and calling for a review. We'll have to hear what Nigel Duguid says about this.
Might have premeditated, first of all, that sweep shot.
Keep rolling. Keep rolling. Yes, the gap between bat and ball. Keep rolling. Yes, no bat involved. Flat line as the ball passes the bat. Yes, can we go back to the on-field umpire? Joel, you'll have to change your decision from out to not out. You're on screen out, signal.
Well, you'll already have fathomed it back at home, judging by the cheers you've heard from the England fans here in the ground. Johnny Bairstow missed that delivery by quite some considerable margin. I said there was a noise. Nothing on the replays that we've just seen have given any indication as to what that noise was. But Johnny Bairstow nowhere near that delivery, so no harm done there.
That is in roundabout middle and leg, half volley, and Folks has clipped that beautifully through straight mid-wicket, and it will go into the advertising foam and bring up another four. England 180 for five. Folks now 31 not out from 71 balls.
Yeah, another very good shot here from Ben Folks. He's looked in great rhythm from the off. Clipping this one through mid-wicket, out the middle of the bat. Four runs all along the floor. He's looking very, very good. England need to continue here. You know, as a batting team, this 60 to 80 over, the ball's old, the bowlers are a bit tired. This is a time where you can really push on if you play well enough.
To finish the over, Seals is in. That's a short arm pull from Folks. That's a glorious shot. He's hit it in exactly the same spot as where the previous ball went for four off the front foot. But that one was just slightly shorter. Weight on the back foot, and he's punched it through mid-wicket. Back-to-back boundaries. Folks to 35. And England put four more to the total. Bairstow clips this one over mid-wicket and gets enough on it that it will go for four. The man running back, John Campbell, can only fetch it back. He's beaten by about 10 metres to the boundary edge. England 196 for five. Bairstow to 64.
And we've been saying this is a period that you work hard for. You know, sometimes you have to defend, you have to leave well.
you want to be getting to 60 overs as few down as possible because you can score runs. The bowlers are tired. They're into their third spells. The ball's not doing anything. And it's a period of time as a batting unit, if you're in a strong enough position, you can really take advantage.
Roach in. Oh, that's an inside edge, and that one beats the keeper. He's taken one beauty so far today down the leg side. That to dismiss Zach Crawley. But Bairstow gets an inside edge that goes for four. It brings up the England 200. They're 200 for five. But Kemar Roach would have been thinking for a moment, I've got a chance of another one there. De Silva wasn't able to get his weight going back the other way quickly enough this time, though. And he goes away for four.
Yeah, skillful bowling this from Roach again.
That was a great shot from Johnny Bairstow. Roach, I think, was taking his frustration out on that one and tried to dig it in a bit shorter. But Bairstow was waiting for it. And he's absolutely hammered it through mid-wicket. And John Campbell's going to have to go and fetch that one as well. That was a shot of authority.
Craig Brathwaite is going to be relying on the new ball to bring him wickets. But, gosh, it doesn't half help if you do manage to take a wicket and have one reasonably fresh batter at the crease when you do take the second new ball. And everyone's feeling the pace of the day, the hot, warm wind.
Oh, there's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. I think he might review that, but it kept a bit low, and I don't think it looks good for Ben Folks at all.
Pitch it outside off, in parking line, wickets hitting. And we go back to Greg on field.
Middle and leg.
Greg, can you stay with your out decision? You're on screen. We'll let you know when you're on screen. You're on screen now. Signal.
Here is Alzari Joseph.
Short and pulled away by Johnny Bairstow in emphatic fashion. Little short arm pull. Boom. No follow through. It's like you're chopping wood. Bang! Four runs through mid-wicket. Lovely shot.
Oh, dismissive from Bairstow. Just gone up a gear in the last 20 minutes. He's just put a bit on the left-arm spinner, and now it's Alzari Joseph back into the attack. He's punched him. Oh, what a shot.
Brathwaite in once again, and it's
swept powerfully by Johnny Bairstow behind square on the leg side, and he leaps in the air to celebrate his eighth Test 100. Grinning all over his face. He's got the helmet off now. He's loving it. He's loving it. His new career at number six without the keeping gloves. And he's done it. He's bailed England out from 48 for four to 241 for six. His 100 has come from 190 deliveries. He's been obdurate. He's been enduring, and he's been aggressive in the second half of the innings, or the final third of it anyway. That's a very special moment, Steve Harmison.
An absolute brilliant 100 from Johnny Bairstow. He talked to me in new manners not long ago on the Cricket Collective, and what I said to him, what's your goal? What do you want? He says, I want 100. I want 100 on this trip. And he's gone and duly obliged today. He was nearly in the dressing room when he was celebrated. It's a fantastic century by Englishman, and he needed it. Boy, did his team need it. And the Barmy Army have woken up. Brilliant knock for Johnny Bairstow.
So here we go then. Final ball of the day. Seals goes in, and Chris Wokes stays in line, plays it back down the pitch, past the stumps at the non-striker's end. Marks his guard one more time, and the umpire calls time for the day, and it's the end of the first day of this three-match series, and it's one that England, well, they started badly, but they've ended it in really, really good shape. Johnny Bairstow walks off 109 not out. He gets a hug from Kemar Roach as he walks past, and now a couple of the other West Indians come up to shake his hand. Jason Holder gives them that shrug as if to say, well played, mate. You were better than us today. And Johnny Bairstow will make his way off. So England won the toss at 9:30 West Indian time this morning. Joe Root said, we will have a bat. Alex Lees made his debut, took the first ball of the match and hit one of the first balls he faced for a boundary, but unfortunately that was his only scoring shot. He was dismissed LBW by Kemar Roach for four. Zach Crawley made eight from two boundaries, actually, before being caught off the inside edge of his bat from the bowling of Seals. De Silva taking a good catch, diving away to his left-hand side. Joe Root made 13 from 14 balls before leaving one from Kemar Roach that nipped back and just grazed the outside of off stump, teased the bail off the top. Joe Root gone for 13, and when Dan Lawrence was caught off the bowling of Holder in the slips for 20 from 38, England were in trouble at 48 for 4 in the 16th over. But Stokes and Bairstow came together. Stokes was eventually dismissed, bowled by Seals off a big inside edge. He'd made 36 from 75. That had taken the score to 115 for 5. So the rebuilding was on, but not necessarily complete. When he was dismissed, Ben Foulkes came in. He made a very good 42 from 87. That was 214 for 6 when he was LBW to Jason Holder. But Johnny Bairstow made his 8th Test match 100, getting to 109 not out at the end of the day. Chris Woakes with him, 24 not out from 51 balls. The wickets, well, it was 2 for Roach, 2 for Seals, and 2 for Holder. So a pretty decent day, all things considered, from an England point of view. They wouldn't have been happy early doors, but they'll be pretty pleased with how things have ended up in the end. So Johnny Bairstow, as we mentioned, Johnny's day most definitely 100 in Australia. He's come to the West Indies. He made 100 in the warm-up game. He's continued it as he makes 109 not out from 216 balls, 17 fours to his name. So congratulations to Johnny Bairstow, and England will look to continue this on tomorrow. So TalkSport 2 will be back with you at 1:30 tomorrow, but don't go anywhere, because the Following On podcast is coming next with all of the analysis and breakdown of the day and interviews from the players as well.
Well, you're listening to the Following On podcast from Talk Sports 2 in partnership with the ECB. I'm John Norman, and today joined by former England internationals Gareth Batty and Mark Pryor to look back at what turned out to be a good day for England on day one of the first test against the West Indies in Antigua. Certainly didn't look like it was going to end England's way. In the early stages, with England getting off to the worst possible start, the new look England at top order suffering very familiar same old problems.
That's straighter. That's taken on the pad by Roach. He really wants that one, LBW. He's got it.
Seals is in.
Oh, that's an inside edge. It is brilliantly taken by Josh De Silva. Oh, and that's very, very close. Oh, it's out.
Here is Holder.
Edge gone. Taken at second slip.
Debutant Alex Leese, Zach Crawley, Joe Root and Dan Lawrence all falling cheaply. England reduced to 48 for 4 before Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow rallied against the West Indies to take them to 115 for 5 before a 99-run partnership between Bairstow and Ben Foulkes, England's current and past wicketkeepers, putting England in a much healthier position.
Short, wide. And that has been crunched away by Johnny Bairstow. Foulkes comes down the ground. Oh, that's a beautiful shot.
Here is Alzari Joseph. Short and pulled away by Johnny Bairstow in. Bang! 4 runs through mid-wicket. Lovely shot.
Foulkes fell for 42 to leave England on 214 for 6. But the day was dominated by Bairstow, who continued his rich vein of form with his second 100 in his last 3 innings.
Brathwaite in once again, and it's
swept powerfully by Johnny Bairstow behind square on the leg side, and he leaps in the air to celebrate his 8th Test 100.
Plenty to discuss over the next 15 minutes or so. You're listening to Following On. Well, the covers coming on at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua. I'm alongside Gareth Batty and Matt Pryor, who've been commentating on TalkSport 2 throughout the day. Bats, I'll start with you. It was there were some familiar failings at the top of England's top order, and whilst the pencils were being sharpened, it must be said, some terrific new ball bowling as well.
Yeah, they started well, the West Indians, led by Kemar Roach and Holder and Seals. They were good. They just hit fuller lengths. They swung the ball both ways. They were prepared to be driven, and they got the wickets on the back of that. You would suggest Crawley and Lawrence both just looking to push out in front of the body play, in front of themselves. Lee's caught on the crease. Fine piece of bowling from Roach. And then Joe Root, just one of those things, you know, it's a fine margin between leaving it, you know, perfect and it just clipping the top of off. So you wouldn't be too worried about the Root dismissal. But the drives, you're just saying, come on, it's outside the eye line. You're just pushing a little bit on what looks like a new ball surface. Very easy to say in hindsight, but possibly just got to make the bowlers come to you a little bit more.
Yeah, was it inexperience, Matt? I mean, if you look at the players that were out on the drive, you know, Zach Crawley, I know he's the senior partner alongside the debutant Lees, but, you know, he hasn't played a lot of cricket for England. Back in the side again after a relatively successful Ashes, relatively. Dan Lawrence as well, you know, he's back at number four for the first time. Even Stokes was caught, actually, in a similar position. Not so much inexperience from him, but, you know, can you afford the England batsman that credit, for want of a better word?
Look, Lees was done, let's be honest, with just good bowling. Kemar Roach, from around the wicket, was swinging the ball away from him towards the slips, and I think it was 18, 19 balls that just went away, and then that was the first one that he came back in. And that's something that Lees will have to learn over time. So, yeah, you can put that one down to inexperience and good bowling from an experienced Kemar Roach.
I tell you what, I'll just break away, Matt. Let's cross to the middle where Johnny Bairstow is speaking with Samuel Badri.
A few tours over here. It's an amazing place to come and obviously to score a century in any test match, but especially here with the travelling fans that haven't been able to come for a couple of years. We're very fortunate to have them, and, yeah, what an occasion. It's really great fun playing over here.
England in a spot of bother when you came to the crease, 48 for four, partnerships with Stokes, Folks and then Wokes. What was that message that you guys shared during that period?
Oh, look, we've spoken about partnerships and how crucial it can be, not just up at the top of the order, but all the way through. And if we can continue that tomorrow, I think it's really important. Like you mentioned, there was three big partnerships there through the middle of the innings, and they were crucial. And hopefully that's going to be those vital partnerships throughout the game.
Conditions out in the middle, you made it look easy, but I'm sure it wasn't.
Look, I think there's still plenty in it. That far end could be interesting over the next day or so. I think you might have quite enjoyed bowling on there, give it tomorrow or the day after. But yeah, look, we'll have to see how it is again in the morning. That's obviously had a full day of wind and sunshine on it. So look, we reevaluate in the morning, see if we can bat well again in that morning session and see where we are.
Yeah, 268 for six. Is there a score in the back of your mind that you think England should aim for?
As many as possible. That's going to be the key. Just try and get as many as we can in this first innings. We're fortunate in this game. We've got some strong batters still to come. And then, look, when we do come to bowl, it's about being patient. About being patient, applying ourselves, because it's going to be a bit attritional. But like I say, if we can bat well tomorrow morning into the afternoon, then hopefully we'll go from there.
Excellent batting once again from you, Johnny. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks ever so much.
Tell you what, Matt Pryor was a lot happier there than when he got that century in Gaul, wasn't he? He looks actually, you know, he looks like he knows he's got a chance here. He's got the backing of the team. Number six is back and just kind of looks like a bloke that's not kind of looking over his shoulder in the same way that he has done at times within that side.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. He looks happy. Every other time he scored 100, it's almost like proving a point. You know, he's had to prove everyone wrong. And this time around, he's sort of, yeah, I've got the support of the players. I've walked in six. I've not got the gloves, but I'm okay with that. And off he went, scored a brilliant 100. I mean, he should be happy. He played beautifully. England were in real, real trouble. They needed a senior player to stand up.
Let's hear from Kemar Roach, who bowled beautifully at times today.
I guess we lost it a little bit after lunch and probably after tea, but I still, 6 wickets on a day, on a pretty flat pitch, I think we're still happy with that.
123 runs scored in that final session, just the 1 wicket. Are there any things that you could have done differently, perhaps?
Yeah, obviously be a little tighter, obviously tighter lines, tighter lengths, be more consistent, but obviously tiring in the last session of the day, pretty hot day as well, so, you know, all in all, I would just say the even day for us.
And looking forward, projecting to tomorrow's day's play, what would be the plan? I know you guys will have to go and assimilate and come up with those plans, but what do you think will be the plan for tomorrow?
Obviously, I'll be more consistent. Obviously, get the wickets as early as possible and let the batsmen go out there and do the job. I think it's a very good pitch to bat on. And once the guys get in, I think we'll do a fantastic job of getting a lead in this game.
Thanks very much, Kemar. Go well.
Thank you.
That was Kemar Roach talking with Samuel Badri. Going back to the Johnny Bairstow point, Matt, and then I'll talk to you about what Kemar just said about whether you agree that's as flat a pitch as he was suggesting there. But yeah, Johnny, you know, smiling after the century today, but hopefully he will feel he's got a run here.
Yeah, he's another player and he needs a run now. You know, you've got to make a few decisions here, and one of them is Besto going to play firstly? Is he going to play as a batter keeper? And if he's only going to play as a batter, where's he going to bat? Now, they put him in at six. You know, a few people saying, bit unfair, he's the more experienced player than Lawrence. Should Besto actually have played at four and give the younger guy the opportunity to bat at six instead of, you know, it's best they're being protected. I don't really see that, to be honest. But look, they've made their call. He's gone out. He's reacted to it. He scored 100. Right, let him play now. Let's just keep Johnny Besto batting at six. I think it was Macca or Manners who said, oh, will he be pushing for the gloves now? And I'm going, no, please not. Let's not do that one again. Folks has got the gloves. Leave him there. He looked really good with the bat as well. But let's just give Johnny Besto a bit of time, settled and stable within this team.
The second day of the first test match, all three tests on TalkSport 2, of course, gets underway on TalkSport 2 at 1:30, first ball at 2 p.m. It just about ended up being England's day, 48 for 4 at one stage, but thanks to a magnificent century from Johnny Besto, England just about ahead on day one. Besto and Woke still at the crease. They'll be there tomorrow as England finish the day, 268 for 6 on TalkSport 2.
Brathwaite in once again, and it's swept powerfully by Johnny Besto behind square on the leg side, and he leaps in the air to celebrate his 8th Test 100.
Grinning all over his face, he's got the helmet off now. He's loving it. He's loving it, his new career at number 6 without the keeping gloves. And he's done it. He's bailed England out from 48 for 4 to 241 for 6. His 100 has come from 190 deliveries. He's been obdurate, he's been enduring, and he's been aggressive in the second half of the innings, or the final third of it anyway. That's a very special moment.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.